can't you see that pretty little bird singing with all his heart and soul? He's got a blood red spot on his wing, and all the rest of him's black as coal. Of all the colors I ever did see, red and black are the two I dread. For when a man spills blood on the coal, they carry him down from the coal mine's dead.
That was West Virginia songwriter Billy Ed Wheeler performing his song Red Wing Blackbird in 1976. In this segment, we listen to musical responses to coal mine disasters in Appalachia, Nova Scotia, and Wales, examining a powerful confluence of music, industry, injustice, power, protest, grief, and rage. These stories are widespread, as coal mine tragedies have occurred for centuries and on nearly every continent. Here are Peter, Paul, and Mary singing The Ballad of Spring Hill, written by Peggy Seeger and Ewan McCall after a 1958 disaster in Nova Scotia.
Down at the coal face, the mine is working. Rattle of the belt and the cutter's blade.
Rumble of rock and the walls close round.
Living
Which Side Are You On? Became an anthem of labor unionization and protest after Florence Reese wrote it in 1931 in Harlan County, Kentucky, during a strike in which her husband, Sam, was an organizer. Men hired by the mining company illegally burst into their home in search of Sam, who had escaped earlier, terrorizing Florence and their children. After the men left, she furiously wrote lyrics on the back of a calendar. Here she is, singing it much later in her life.
Come all you poor workers, good news to you I'll tell, how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We're starting our good battle, we know we're sure to win, because we've got the gun, thugs are looking very thin. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
In one of her most powerful anti-strip mining songs, Black Waters, sung here in 1974, Kentucky folk singer Jean Ritchie eloquently portrays the destruction of beauty, family, and home.
Oh, the quail, she's a pretty bird, she sings a sweet time. In the roots of the tall timber, she nests with her young. But the hillside explodes with a dynamite's roar, and the voices of the small birds will sound there no more. And the hillsides come a-sliding so awful and grand, and the flooding black waters rise over my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through the land.
Scottish folk singer and activist Ewan McCall addresses child labor in Welsh mines in this 1961 song, School Day's Over, with heartbreaking imagery of children as young as 5 working underground. Here it is performed by Irish singer Mary Black in 2014.
School day's over, come on then, John, time to be getting your pit boots on. On with your sack and your moleskin trousers.
We finish with Big Branch, a fascinating blend of urban and rural, bluegrass and hip-hop. Brooklyn-based lyricist and rapper Tomasia collaborates here with the group Gangsta Grass in a narrative based on the true story of a coal dust explosion in Montcoal, West Virginia in 2010.
Who's poor? Never knew my father because he worked all day. Left the house sundown, that's a coal miner's way. The pay was real good, he made 70K, but it wasn't worth all the things he had to give away. His father did the same thing, same type. Took everything he had until it took his life. When I lost my grandfather, I was 7 years old. Decided then and there I would never mind coal. That plus the dust on everything in our home. A quarter inch thick on every single thing we own, but that was nothing compared to what we couldn't see. Toxic particles in the air we had to breathe. He tried so hard to be relocated. His boss wouldn't do it and my mom was devastated. He started a petition and everyone enlisted till he lost his job and he got blacklisted. Who's the outlaw? Click on the drawer. Cast the first stone if you don't have a floor. Who fills the jails? Who lives above the law? White collar, black market. Who's rich? Who's poor? So who's the outlaw? Click on the drawer.